Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Like, this comes from New York Times, right? And I'm always a little curious, like, how much the survey itself isn't about sexless marriages. It's about sex and couples. And I'm always a little curious as to how often other married couples are having sex, because it's not something that you ask your friends. Right. But I'm always curious, like, I wonder if I'm having as much, or they're having more, or whatever.
Don't most people lie about it, though?
I don't know if married couples do or not. I think it's different once you get married.
I don't think most people would answer it. It'd be weird if somebody asked me that. Wouldn't it be weird if somebody asked
If you were
me?
Filling out a survey, you would probably say that you were doing it more than you actually are.
See, like, it feels different as a married guy. I think I would be accurate about it.
Huh.
Because I think that I'd be helping out other married couples, whereas when I was a single guy, I was definitely lying about it.
That's what guys do.
This comes from the New York Times, and they report married men and women, on average, have sex with their spouse 58 times a year. It's a little more than once a week. Married people under 30 have sex 111 times a year.
Oh, that 30th birthday sucks.
How old are you now?
57.
And here's the one we're focusing on. 15% of married couples haven't had sex in the last 6 months.
Wow. What's the percentage? 1.5?
15%, which to me is an enormous number right there.
That's clumping so many. I mean, it is an enormous number. It's just in this a long time. I'm just trying to, you're clumping all the parents, all double income, all, you know, I'm trying to think of all the situations that might be legitimate that time goes by, but 6 months is a long time.
It's a really long time.
Yeah.
Now, it's too easy to get phone calls from some of you where one person wants to have sex and the other one doesn't. Like, he's too tired. I want to have sex with him all the time, but he comes home and he says he's too tired or whatever, so we haven't had sex in weeks. Or the other way around. I still want to have sex with her, but since she had the third baby, we haven't had sex in 7 months.
So you're saying that doesn't count?
These don't count. Yeah. Here's what I'm looking for is the people that are in marriages right now where sex just has never been important for you guys. Like, in the list of priorities that you were looking in a looking for in a partner, sex was way down on the list.
Mutually.
The two of you guys agreed as soon as you started going out that, look, we love each other. This is great. It's just that I don't dig sex so much. You don't dig sex so much. So let's continue to not have sex together.
It could almost
Those are the
be,
people that fascinate me.
That could almost be a bonding thing that brings people together.
Yeah.
Could be.
Because it would be really hard to find somebody with the same mindset.
Or same libido. You know, I'm sure there are some people that genuinely have a low libido, and to find someone else that might have it, that might be something where you're not embarrassed about it or something.
My libido.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Joey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Okay, I have not had sex in 6 months, and my husband hasn't either, but I work in the pediatric department at Northside. When the babies are born, we have like 12 babies at least every 3 days, and it is so tiring, 12 hours. And when I get home, I'm exhausted, and I have six kids.
Oof.
And,
oh, God.
Yeah. And the oldest is 16 and the youngest is 2. And here lately, we've not done it because my husband, he's a contractor and he builds houses. He's tired and he's out of town sometimes. And I've had, 3 months ago, I had a tummy tuck and a boob jump, and that held it back some too. But it's been close to 7 months.
Wow.
But it's exhausting, and he's exhausted too when we get in, so we just don't do it, and we don't have time.
Like he's looking at that boob job going, come on.
It's like having a shiny brand new car, and you just don't know how to drive a stick. But you're a little bit different than what I'm looking for, because you guys at one point were having sex and
they
enjoying
got six
it.
Kids. Right.
So yes, they were.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But now you guys just aren't into it because of the circumstances, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we want to, but I mean, it's just we can't. We've always got a kid in the bed or a kid screaming or, you know.
Because I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, what you're looking for is people whose sex is not they don't want to.
Yeah. I mean, and you guys,
since the beginning,
you guys had
of
a
the
discussion
marriage.
About it when you first started going out, and you had this thing in common. You know, some of you guys are bonded by your love for the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
That bonds you guys. Others, you have this common bond that neither one of you like sex. So if it's going to work out perfectly, and that has been since day one.
Can I confess a terrible thought I had?
Of course.
Is that if she's not having sex and stuff and her oldest daughter's 16, like, I would never want to be in a position where my teenager's having more sex than me.
Oh, that is a terrible thought.
That is a terrible thought, isn't it? But true.
Probably.
Like, I would think at one point, getting back to that last call, it's just like, you just got to get it done, even if it's just a couple of minutes, just to say.
Well, haven't we had advice from, like, if you're in a slump or something, or you get tired and you get into that routine where you're not doing it, that just to go ahead and get that first one over with, because you'll get back in the routine of doing it?
Here's Ashley. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi. You know what we're looking for here?
Yeah.
All right, so give us the history with, is this your husband now?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Been married for like 14 years, and we have 3 children, and neither one of us, I mean, he works, and I'm constantly with the kids. We have no interest. I know that sounds terrible, but...
But what about in the beginning of the marriage? Was that something you were
interested in? Oh, wow. Yeah, we were good then.
Yeah, I can't find. Yes.
Nope. Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. I that's kind of why I asked if the survey included, you know, couples with children, because I'm sure that's so draining, especially if you're both working. But again, I think we're looking for couples who went into it thinking, you know what, sex, if we could do it, we'd not do it. Well, who cares?
Right. You didn't have this like fiery period where you guys were having sex all the time, like this couple the other day that had sex in a dumpster. They just couldn't keep their hands off each other.
Oh,
they were so
God.
Hot for each other.
But,
so you had sex wherever you want, whenever you want.
On a banana peel.
Or they were
beyond. Anywhere. That's a true story.
They were beyond hammered. That's could be.
Could be.
Too. Yeah.
But we're looking for, like, you guys just never had, I mean, hardly ever had sex in the beginning, and you were fine with it. Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
That's us.
That's you guys.
Okay.
Really? Yeah. Well, we met on the internet. So, of course, we had a long-distance relationship to begin with. So, you know, sex is kind of out of the question when you've got one in one state and one in another.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we actually did move in together and got married and stuff, you know, every now and then, but it wasn't much. And when I, for a while there, when we were trying to get pregnant, we had it because we wanted a child. And then we went at one point when I was pregnant for about 10 months, not having sex. And we were both okay with it. It wasn't any big deal. And then here most recently, we did go away for the weekend for our anniversary, and we had sex then, but that's been 7 months ago.
When you first met each other, though, you guys didn't have a lot of sex either, and did you guys have a discussion that, you know what, this is just not for me and it's not for you, so?
We never really discussed it, but it just was never an issue.
So you don't feel...
We both love sex. It's not that we don't enjoy it or we don't do it for each other, you know what I mean? But it just was never that big of an issue.
It's not a priority for either one of you.
Right.
And you're sure it's not for him?
Well, you know, it's funny because I was joking with him because I'll hear different things, you know, when I'm listening to you, because I listen to you every morning. And I'm like, no, they were saying that if they're not having sex at home, they're having sex somewhere. He was like, you listen to the Burt Show too much. And he was like, you know, that's just not the way it is for us. And he's right. I mean, I've never once thought, oh, my God, he's having sex with somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he's
that's
not
good.
Having sex with. And he did travel for a while, too. So, you know, it's with anybody else, it would have been in the back of my head. he's seeing, you know, he's got somebody whenever he goes out of town or whatever, because he traveled for work. But it never, with the relationship that we've got, it never crossed my mind.
I still think with most couples, I mean, yours is a little bit different because you guys never really were having a lot of sex. If you were having a lot of sex in the beginning of your relationship and in your marriage, and then all of a sudden it goes away for 6 months, you've got to assume that somebody is having sex with somebody else.
Yeah.
There's a drastic change.
And, I don't know. I don't know if it's just that. And, you know, of course, now we have a 2-year-old and, well, he's 3, and he sleeps with us. That makes an issue, too. But, you know, he's in our bed, so, you know.
Just not a priority. Just not. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so. Thank you for calling.
I guess as long as you agree on it and you're both on the same page with it and it works for you, then fine. But I think, like you said, Bert, if it started one way and it's another way, it's a concern.
Here is Ashley. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I've been married 15 years. Mm-hmm. We got married when I was 20 and he was 21. And, you know, of course, when you're young, and we were basically our first as well. I'd never dated before him. And he'd only dated and stuff. He'd never slept with anyone. So we dabbled in it and it was okay. And I mean, you know, we got the job done, if you know what I mean, but we didn't really like it. We didn't enjoy it. And
got the job done, you know.
The last time we had sex was about 6 years ago.
Years ago.
Yeah. And we don't have any kids.
And you're not having sex with anybody else?
Nope.
And you're fairly convinced he's not having sex with anybody else?
Nope.
Are you guys taking care of your own business?
Do what?
Are you handling your own?
Taking care of yourself?
Oh, well, we have to, you know.
No, you're taking care of yourself, I think the question is.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't understand the whole word. Because
I was going to say, if you weren't in 6 years, honey.
Whoa.
6 years.
Boy, that first time after 6 years.
We still cuddle and we're still intimate and we still kiss, but that's about it.
Did you enjoy sex with other people before your husband came along?
No, I never did, and he never did.
They're each other's first.
Oh, they're first.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow. And just never been into it, not a priority. You don't yearn for it now, no problem.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm 36 and he's 37 and, you know, it works. We have our pets. And maybe we're just weird. I don't know.
Do you ever wonder if sex can be really good with somebody else?
I've thought about it, you know, but it's like, I don't know. I guess, we're Christians and maybe there's, you know, part of that is the whole thing of, you know, we believe in monogamy and, you know, we believe in, you know, and in faithful and stuff like that. But it's like our friendship is so good. It's like we don't seem to miss it. I don't know.
And you love him.
Yes. And as far as affectionate, we're very affectionate.
I would love to have both people. I would love to have both people in the couple on because it's hard for me not to be skeptical that you just think everything's fine and that your husband doesn't. But I'm sure it is. Mm-hmm. It's just hard not to be skeptical of that because it's so unique of a situation.
Yeah, I mean, and that's something, you know, we talk about it all the time. You know, as far as if you know, do you miss it and stuff like that? And I mean, now part of his reason a little bit is because he's on antidepressants. So basically his libido is not going to be there as much anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't until a few years ago. So I know
maybe the reason
I've been there the whole time.
Maybe the reason he's depressed is because you're not having sex with him.
6 years is a long. I mean, I'm looking at some of these calls coming in from people that have been sexless for 3 years, for 2.5 years.
No. And I think maybe that's why. I mean, this is not the first study that seems to have come out about this recently. And maybe the reason for that is because maybe a lot of couples are embarrassed. You know, because I mean, that is if you claim to not have had sex in that long. I mean, you're going to get crap for it.
Especially if you're a guy with your guy friends.
Yeah,
you're not even telling his guy friends.
Exactly.
Without a doubt.
But they're out there.
The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
We're clear.
We will call her Monica. Good morning.
Roger that.
Good morning.
Hi, Monica.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Really good. Now, you don't want to just tell people that your child's birth date is a different date. You legally want to change it.
Yes, I want to change it illegally. I think it'd be easy because it's actually... Her real birthday is the 11th, and I want to change it to the 17th. You just add a little line.
For what reason?
Okay. the reason I wanted to... My child, Lily, is 3 years old. Well, she's turning 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And that's my little girl with my husband. Mm-hmm. My husband... What?
Go ahead.
We're just listening.
My husband also has a six-year-old with another woman. She lives in another state. She's great. She's like a lovely lady, and her son is Josh. It doesn't matter. And he's six. And Josh's mom shares the same birthday as my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I just feel like it steals the thunder from my daughter's birthday. Like, my husband is amazing, and so none of this is to his discredit. He's this great guy, and on Amy's birthday, he has to get her a present. He has to give a call to Josh and remind Josh to make a card. You know, he has to get a present to send it so Josh can give it to her. Like, he's a really, really good dad. But this is always happening on Lily's birthday, and it just bothers me. So I just feel like it's not that big of a deal. Switch the birthday. They don't have to share it. Lily won't ever have to worry about it as she gets older. And I feel like really the only people that'll even know about this is my parents and my husband's parents.
I do know there are people that find out like way later in life that their birth date is a different day than they've been told their entire life.
Oh, really?
I don't think. Yeah, it happened to my grandmother.
Why?
It's really hard for me to remember.
100 years ago, though, it's different.
Yeah, I don't remember the specifics on it, but I remember her like being older when she found out, like 60 something.
Wow.
So imagine thinking your birthday is one day your entire life, and it really isn't. So, but I don't know legally.
How did she find out?
I can't. You know, it was such a long time ago that I can't quite recall. But I do know that she did find out later. Wow. But I don't know legally.
Well, she probably had to get a birth certificate for something. And saw it on there. But I don't know. It made me think about parents who have children, let's say on Christmas Day, or a date that is just has a bad memory for them, and
like,
they want to,
or even September 11th,
mm-hmm. September 11th, maybe. So, I don't necessarily see why it should be a big deal.
Here's Peggy. Good morning, Peggy.
Hi, you guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you today?
Good. I don't understand why it's you're comparing an adult to a child who's in a different state. Let's stretch the drama out a little bit more.
It does seem a little bit.
Why not have a half birthday? That's what I do. A friend of mine whose daughter's birthday is Christmas Eve has it in July. I mean, really, come on, stop it.
Well, the thing is she's young, and I don't think it's that big of a deal. I feel like it's such an easy switch, and it'd just be easier to do it now, nip it in the bud, than have to like deal with a half birthday every single year, and like. I don't know. I just think it's. I don't think it's. I don't know why it's a big deal to anybody.
I think you're going to run into a couple of legal roadblocks. I don't think legally you're allowed to change your birth certificate,
the date of the birth.
Like, you might be able to tell your child it's a different day, but legally, if that's really what you want, I don't think you're going to be able to have that happen.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't either.
Hey, maybe.
Like,
Isn't her social security number assigned to that date too?
And there's got
to
be all sorts of hospital records that's important for.
I think. Just playing devil's advocate or whatever, in terms of for public consumption,
mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, the Social Security number's attached to it or whatever. But if, I mean, do you remember the exact, like, if 3 years from now Tracy came and told us, well, her, Tracy's would be tough because her baby was born on her wedding anniversary.
Which but I like, still won't be able to recall.
Right. And, so 3 years know. From now, if somebody, if Tracy mm-hmm. said, if you came to us tomorrow and said, yeah, Hollis was born at, what's Hollis's birthday?
Oh, I don't know.
So if that's
I'm just kidding.
That's awesome.
My gosh.
No, I really don't. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Dude.
Come on. You really don't think that I know my kid's birthday?
Hold on, please, Monica.
You guys are going to have a standoff here?
Yes. Because it's ridiculous. Lord.
Okay, what is it?
I'm not telling you. It's a ridiculous question.
You don't know. I was going to use it as a for example.
Seriously?
Yes.
I'm not engaging. I'm telling you. Serious.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
It's ridiculous.
Write it down and show it to Melissa.
Jeff, I'm not playing your game.
Do you know what your
yes,
kid's birthday
I know what my
is?
Kid's
what
birthday
is it?
Is. It's a ridiculous question.
You don't know what it is.
Because you underestimate me all the time. It's ridiculous.
I don't believe that you know. Let's say June 10th.
Okay.
So if you came to us and said... June 15th. We wouldn't remember.
No.
You might not even remember.
I don't remember my own.
So if Stacey came to you 5 days later.
So what you're saying is Monica doesn't have to go through all these legal things because more than likely people forget anyway, right? Is that what you're saying, Jeff?
Over here? Yeah, the people.
I just think it's such a superficial.
Like friends and cousins and everybody, they don't know.
It seems so superficial to me.
Mm-hmm. If she was born on the anniversary of someone's death... And it was like
I need you to go downstairs. I'm on the phone.
Like, you know, like if it were a sad thing every time, I would get it. But this seems silly.
Well, she just, Monica, is it just that there's so many distractions on her birthday that you want to make sure in the future that there's not those, you know, let's make sure that the, you know, stepmother is taken care of first before you, you know, your birthday is celebrated?
Tell Andres to come eat his breakfast.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Nate. Yes.
I am so confused right now.
It sounds like you need to talk.
Me?
Yes.
No, well, I did change my son's birthday and my niece's birthday, but because they were born in September, they were going to have to wait a whole year to start school. Mm. So I scanned their birth certificates and changed it from September to August.
No kidding. Wow. You're that hardcore about it.
And they're now in a second grade.
Can you do that?
Now that's illegal.
No, you can't do that, but I did it.
but that could be a legal that could be a legal issue.
Yeah,
I guess actually, it could. But right now they're in second grade. What are they going to do? Put them back into first grade?
But what happens when they go to college?
Well, I'm going to tell them before. By the time they get to middle school, I'll have to tell them. But not right now. They think their birthday's in August.
Wow.
So then you're going to have to tell the school at the same time.
Oh, I won't worry about the school. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I think that this girl, everybody shares their birthday with millions of people. People share their birthday with Hitler. Why are you changing it because you're sharing it with somebody else?
I share mine with Courtney Love.
Just as bad as Hitler.
That Michelle's asking me why I'm changing it, but my husband, like, for instance, the day that Lily was born, at 2 o'clock, 2 or 3. Hello, are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're here.
No, we're here.
Okay. And my husband had to leave, his son was calling, and he had to leave the room to be able to talk to him real quick to help him out with his mom's birthday. And, I mean, my husband's amazing. I'm really not criticizing him. I just don't even want it to be an issue. And
she doesn't want to have the families compete, basically.
Yeah, I don't, and it feels like that, and so I just feel like it feels like that. What's the big deal? Let's just do it. Let's just change it. It's a 6-day difference.
Well,
who cares?
Why don't you just get the stepmom a gift earlier, or give her, like, make sure everything's done before your daughter's birthday?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about that before. It does. It's just it always something happens. There's always some sort of an issue that comes up, which is understandable, and Amy's great, but I just feel like it'd be easier. We wouldn't have to worry about it.
Hey, Megan, good morning.
And nobody would care. I don't know anybody that would care. Like, I know that it sounds a little bit kooky.
Our callers care.
Apparently.
If you let them
we care.
Megan, go ahead.
Hey, I'm almost 26, and all through growing up, my mom's business partner and my nanny and I all had the same birthday, and every year it was like this one big mass party with the three of us, and it was just, to me, it was just the coolest thing in the world that, you know, we all had the same birthday and we would party together, you know, and when I was little, it was little parties and, you know, now it's, we all go out and get drunk, but, you know, it was just a really cool thing. And I think, you know, hiding it, I think rather than changing your daughter's birthday, maybe you should tell her, you know, hey, how cool is this that your brother's mom, you know, your brother's natural mom has the same birthday as you, and let it be like a cool thing. Let it be like a happy thing instead of like a secretive, oh, I'm going to change your birthday because this is bad thing, you know? I mean, it's just, I think you're putting a very negative connotation on the whole thing.
I don't know. Hey, Katie. Go ahead, Jen.
Have you talked to your husband about it?
Yeah. He made me call the show.
He's a very wise man. Nice. Very wise.
God bless him.
I think I'm losing this battle, to be honest, now.
I got to be honest with you. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I really don't.
Me neither.
I don't either.
Hey, Annette, good morning.
It's a big deal to change.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I got a birthday story. Okay. I am 39 years old, and I was born in a country where they don't really keep good records.
Uh-huh.
And here in June, remember, I'm 39.
Mm-hmm.
My father just told me, March 3rd is not your birthday. And I called my mom and said, what are you talking about? Daddy just told me that March 3rd is not my birthday. And she said, oh, yeah, we couldn't really remember what your birthday was. So when it was time to do the birth certificate, we just picked March 3rd.
That's awesome.
Just like that?
So they have no idea what your birthday is.
And they have no idea. Neither one of them have no idea what my birthday is.
Wow.
So if you plan on changing your daughter's birthday, you better make sure she doesn't know about it because I am devastated.
Aww.
Oh, poor little thing. Hey, Annette, as a sidebar here, you know I have a gift, right?
Well, here we go.
It's my superpower that I was born with, and as much as I try to ignore it, it sometimes just comes out. I can hear an accent, and within 30 seconds of hearing that accent, I could tell you exactly where you're from.
Well, go ahead, try.
You're from Guyana.
No, I'm not.
You're from Puerto Rico.
No.
You're from the West Indies.
I'm from Haiti.
Right next to Guyana.
I think that your parents have been lying to you about where you're from also. Hey, Monica.
Yes.
Take what you want from that whole thing.
Yeah.
I think you're making a big deal out of it. Yeah, I don't know.
There's no reason to change it.
And legally, you're not going to be able to, but I can certainly understand why you want to.
Oh, there's a girl who changed hers by 30 days. I say go for it. If it bugs you, who cares?
Right. That's why I just don't understand what the big deal is. Just don't change it. But I hear you guys, and I hear the advice from the callers.
And now do what everybody does.
Yeah.
Now do what everybody does and don't take it.
Right. Do what you want to do anyway.
Right.
Right. Well, I think my husband has some issues with that, so we'll see.
All right. Thanks for calling, Monica.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
It's a little shocking.
Yeah.
To find out after dating a guy for 4 or 5 years that he indeed is not a guy, but a woman.
It's a little shocking.
I'm in a relationship with her, and I really love her, and I want to be with her, and my family doesn't know, besides my parents, my sisters, my brother, nobody knows, and I have to hide it, and I feel like I'm going to be with her for the long run, so I don't know how to come about telling anybody.
We've been doing this show for a while here. It takes a lot to shock us.
And all of us are shocked in this one.
It's a good one.
I want to ask her,
a showstopper.
She said that her parents do know about him being a her now, but we never asked what their reaction to that was.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kim's back. Hey, Kim.
Hello.
Well, how do your parents feel about her being a her?
Well, obviously they were furious, infuriated that this was done to me. And my mom has kind of expressed in not so many words that she doesn't approve of the fact that, you know, I'm living with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know on my dad's part. He's never really expressed it. I mean, I know the fact of it is it's not that I'm coming out, because I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed to be with her. And it's not the fact of my family not accepting the fact that I'm gay. It's the fact that they all met
It's the him. Deception.
Mm-hmm. Well, they met him. So how do I introduce him as her to them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how, like, my grandmothers, my aunts and uncles, my sister, my brother.
Y'all sitting around Thanksgiving. So tell us how you guys met.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the thing. They already know him.
They already know him.
No, like, the grandparents are like,
No, that's what she's saying. Her extended family knows
him. Oh,
hasn't.
Oh, okay.
They've been dating for 4 years.
How do you sit down on Thanksgiving
and
say, we have an announcement to make?
Well,
it's
guess.
Not, yeah. It's guess not what, coming right? out. It's,
You're
oh,
getting married.
By the way.
No.
Oh, no, we can't legally.
Damn. Right, yeah.
Oh, I know that.
We got about
certain states.
We got about 5 minutes to rattle through calls here. Good morning, Steven. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just moved to Atlanta, and you guys are like the only radio show I've ever been able to listen to. So you guys are just like great.
Thank you.
Give us time.
The only thing I can give advice, I'm ex-military, and me and my partner have been together for about 3 years, and my parents just found out about a year ago. I came out to the whole family because I fell around that situation that you don't want to tell your family until you're absolutely sure you love someone. The only thing I could tell you, though, is just be prepared, because my whole dad's side of family doesn't talk to me anymore.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
Well, they've got a bunch to chew on here. I mean, this just isn't my daughter is seeing a woman and is living with her. This is my daughter is with a person that deceived her for 7 years. How do I get over that parent?
I think it seems to me with your parents, the deception is the offensive issue, you know?
Absolutely.
Jason, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Hi. I really enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make sure and let this young lady know that I think she's worth a lot more than this relationship. I dated someone for about 4 years, and I spent more time defending the relationship than I actually was in a relationship. I realize now that when you date a manipulator and someone who is not honest with you, that you can't have a relationship with them, because everything is just totally storybook. I think that for someone to do that to you, they don't respect you in any way. Hmm. And I think that, for you to continue to hold on to that, I mean, you're chasing a dream. And, you know, I think that it's very hard for you right now because you have so much time invested in this. But I just think that the best thing for you to do is really stand back and ask yourself, can I trust this person?
Mm-hmm.
Because looking from the outside, I don't see any trust. There's no way. Mm-hmm. Someone who has this much time and energy to put into giving you everything that you want just so you'll be with them has nothing to offer. They're being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a relationship that's sort of maintained out of desperation for you? Like, do you feel like if the two of you broke up, that there's somebody else out there for you?
It's not the issue. I mean, I think she's definitely my soulmate. It's, I mean, I could probably meet other people. I could definitely meet other people if something were to happen, or God forbid, but I don't want to. I love her with all my heart, everything that I have, and I want to be with her for the rest of my life.
May I ask, I have a question. I think this is though more for Melissa about gayness.
Okay. Gayness. All right.
Like at some point,
H1N1.
Right. The gayness flu. I have a question about gay flu. When you knew that when you were in your teens, right? That
puberty. As soon as this puberty hit, I knew.
Okay. So, and if I'm, and, but you did experiment with.
But I didn't want it.
Right. But you experimented with guys or whatever, made out with a couple dudes, Don Johnson or Tubbs or whoever it was.
His name was Don Johnson, my first kiss.
Right. But then, and this, I think this applies to other gay friends of mine who, like, everybody knew, like, you just know, right? Like, I'm not gay.
But wait a second.
I'm saying, I can't relate, but.
Well, I think the thing is, you know, but I won't go into it, because what's the point of the question?
Because what if she's not? Like, you just knew.
But there are she considers herself bisexual because she has fallen in love with this person who she's still in love with, even though she knows it's a woman now.
But who she thought was a man when she fell in love with him, her.
So what's the real question here, though, Kim?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kim, I mean, you just said to us that you have found your soulmate. You know that. Yeah, it's a woman. It's not what you expected, but you found your soulmate. Your parents know about it. They're not totally supporting it, but they're not against it either. If you know in your heart of hearts that this is the person that you're supposed to be with for the rest of your life, then what is your question?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to tell any of my family, like, well, he is not a he, he's a her. And
well, it's going to start with a 12-pack of beer. And once everybody's had one, then you get the whiskey out and you go, look, I'm going to tell you something.
In all seriousness, I mean, I've shared on this show before, like, with Katie and her mom. Like, her mom wouldn't even speak my name at one point because she was being protective of her daughter. She didn't want this for her daughter. But then the burden was on me to reach out to, you know, Mama Jo, and to be respectful and to, you know, kind of show her I love your daughter and your daughter's not in danger because I'm in her life. And since then, I mean, she and I do things together away from Katie. You know, like, we have become close and I have full respect for her and she has respect for me. And so, you know, we built that relationship on trust, on honesty, you know, and pushing through the difficulty of her not kind of hoping that Katie was going to be with a guy, ends up Katie's with a girl. I think your situation, the difficulty is that you have been deceived for so long that your now girlfriend has not made the efforts to reach out to your family and to say all the burden is still on you. You know, it sounds like you're the one having to still defend her and still explain her when her insecurities are what caused her to do this. And that is my concern. I put a lot of blame on her for making your life more difficult, and she needs to be the one to step up and to kind of speak for herself and try to charm your family instead of you having to be the one to defend her. Does that make sense?
Hey, Kim, let me pause here because we do have some last calls that are coming in that feel very passionately about this. I'm hoping to get you some answers before you take off today, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, hold on one sec.
The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Melissa and I were taking a look at this whole Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown situation. And Whitney was on Oprah for the last couple of days.
Yeah, and Katie and I were riveted by it. I mean, it was, I felt she was being very vulnerable, and I felt like, she was being honest because it showed her frailty. I mean, she still, I think, is in a very frail situation. She was honest about Bobby Brown. She was honest about the drug use. She was honest about her fear of even coming back into the music scene because she felt like it was the music scene when she was young and she was kind of naive to, and all the attention she was getting that kind of pushed her into the life that she ended up having. Mm-hmm. And so, I thought it was a great interview on Oprah's part, and I commend Whitney Houston for going on and being honest about it, you know?
At one point we focused this morning on, I mean, this was a pretty bad situation, and here's where we're struggling with this today. We're trying to make light of what was a pretty serious situation. I mean, things were so bad in that house, and Whitney couldn't get out of the house. She mm-hmm. was fearing of abuse. That at one point she just tells Bobby, hey, I'm heading out. I'm going to go get some sugar. And he's like, okay, baby, I'll see you in an hour. And her friends have a plane, private plane, waiting for her at a private airport. Mm-hmm. And she's gone.
And that's
the
Atlanta.
End of the relationship. And that happens right here in Atlanta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what we wanted to ask is, because this must happen quite a bit. Like, what's the last thing he or she said to you? And then split forever. Like, what was the, I think we're more focusing in on what was the excuse to get out of the house? Right. Like, what did you use? The one line, the last thing he or she said before they were out of your life forever. 404-741-Q100.
And like Bert said, we're trying to make, you know, because this could be very interesting and funny in non-dangerous relationships, you know, where it's just a relationship you're tired of. You don't know how to get out of it. You're ready to get out of it. And then finally, what, you know, boom, there's something said. And then either you got out or he or she got out. And it could be funny.
I forgot my purse in the car.
Right. And then that's
yeah.
it.
See, and you're out. You're like out.
And then you're gone.
You never come back. First or not, you just ditch.
I think that's my cousin.
And then at one point, the realization had to come over Bobby Brown. It probably took him a little longer than most just because he was so high at the time that. Damn, I don't think she's coming back.
He may have first learned that on Oprah.
Yeah. Oh, she's gone.
Wait a second.
I wonder where she
Oprah's
was.
In Chicago.
Why did Whitney go to Chicago to get sugar? Now, we are casting a pretty short line here because we're assuming that there are people listening that just either left or mm-hmm. were left. I mean, immediately.
Abruptly.
I mean, yeah. I mean, normally there's a conversation that goes on, things aren't going right, and then we break up and we go our separate ways. I think it's pretty rare that somebody just is a little bit too cowardly and just uses the sugar excuse and just never comes back.
Now, we've had a situation on the show before. Does it count if somebody says, hey, I got to go use the bathroom
in
a restaurant?
Oh, sure.
Because we've had that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the last time you ever see them again?
Mm-hmm. I got to go walk our dog Spot. It'll be a long walk.
And then later you're like, we don't have a dog.
And we don't have a bathroom.
Yeah.
One call. Good morning, Marie. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. I had called in a couple weeks ago when you were talking about girls that dated ugly guys because they were so insecure. That was me.
Okay. We remember that.
For this reason, he had told me his grandfather had a heart attack and he needed to go to Alabama. And I said, okay, well, do you want me to go with you? And he's like, no, it's a long drive. I feel bad. You're in night school. It's okay. I said, okay, well, just come and get me if you want me to go with you. Because it's like a 4-hour drive to where it was the other end of Alabama. So I had found out the next day his best friend had called me and said that he took his best friend's girlfriend to his cabin.
Oh, and used what excuse?
His grandfather died.
That his grandfather had a heart attack and he was in the hospital.
Oh, in the hospital. Oh, that's horrible.
But we had been together for about 2 years. He had been cheating on me with almost all of my friends. So I still, to this day, have only one friend. I trust no one. I'm married now. I'm doing better, but
you can't use that as the excuse because those are karma points right there. Yeah. I couldn't do that because then I think that my grandfather would really have a heart attack.
Absolutely. So you can never use that like in school for an my grandmother died because guess what will happen next week?
Yeah. Right. No.
All right, Linda, the last words that were uttered before you took off.
Well, it was to me. It was actually my mom.
Okay.
And she told me that we were going to go do laundry. So she took, like, all her clothes, all her new clothes, she put it in the basket, and she dumped some old clothes on top. And she told my dad that we're going to go do laundry. And then she drove us over to her best friend's house, and we were, like, over there.
And that
and
was
we never
it.
Came back.
Going to go do some laundry.
And that's a really smart way to do it, because you need your clothes.
Got to have some clothes.
So we're going to go. And you guys didn't have a washer or a dryer or anything in the house?
Back
then, around 10 years ago, we didn't because we live near like a washer machine laundry place. So we usually just go down the street.
Okay. Right.
To the laundromat.
Just going to go do some laundry.
Go do some laundry.
Boy, she had a lot of loads to do today, man.
She's going
to
be gone all day.
Hey, Carrie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, I was calling. My ex-husband was very, very abusive, and it was very rare that I would even be able to use the vehicle to go anywhere by myself. But he happened to need, he did auto body work, and he happened to need a part and wanted me to go pick it up because he was busy working on it. And so when he said that, I stole his truck and left and never went back.
There you go.
Really? Nice. So you used his own truck?
Yeah, and in the state of Georgia, paid for my divorce because of domestic violence act.
Oh, is that right?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
All right, so go get the truck fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a very Georgia story. Good morning, Michelle. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. I was actually in Virginia at the time. A very controlling man, my ex-fiancé. I had a five-month-old baby. He was getting ready to go to work. I was not allowed to have keys to leave the house. He took everything. So I told him, what'd you want for dinner tonight? And he told me, and he left. And my best friend came over an hour later. We packed up my stuff. I got a rental car and moved to Georgia.
There you go.
Wow.
So you went out to get dinner?
No, I asked him what he wanted for dinner that night when he got home. Mm-hmm. So everything was normal in the morning. But when he got home, not only was I gone, but my things, my baby's things were all gone.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, I had to get out of state. He threatened me, so.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I was like, okay, I'm moving. I went to my aunt's house.
God, this show can make you feel so insecure. Like, Stacey's going to tell me that she's just going to go get some gas today in the truck. And I'm going, I know you're not coming back, baby. That's fine.
She's going to be like, what? Where are you going?
That's fine.
Or she's going to get a flat tire and you're going to be like, this is it.
Yeah.
She's going to be a half hour late coming home. You're going to be like, I knew it. I knew it was coming.
Get it. The Bird Show.